Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, where you get life-changing affirmations for the abundance you truly deserve. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. Today's episode is called Making Peace with How You Were Raised. I'm getting a little choked up just thinking about some of the stories that have come in, the experiences, the context, the circumstances which you were raised in. But it doesn't mean you have to have had some type of trauma, abuse, or abandonment to have issues with what went on in your childhood, what was missing. And I'll read out a part of one DM. Hi, Josie. Thank you for what you do. Could you do one on forgiving your parents? I'm in my 20s and working hard on loving myself. I'm now realizing tons of my issues are from my parents. They are wonderful people and wonderful parents, but they've never dealt with their own issues from their childhood. Now that I'm an adult, we are talking more openly about things. And I realize had my parents dealt with their issues, they may have made some healthier choices in raising me. I don't have children yet, and I want to do my best to deal with my childhood issues before I have them so I can make the healthier choices when I raise them. I see a pattern in my family, and I want to break the cycle. I like how some of you have called it reparenting yourself in your requests. And something else that was very special is even with some parents who were incarcerated, had addictions, were away from the family lot for whatever reason, a lot of requests said they wanted to hear about holding on to the good and sharing that it took a lot of work to even get to that point because they used to think of it as all bad. And now they acknowledge there was a ton of bad, but there was some good aspects of the parent. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now here's affirmations for making peace with how you were raised. Raising a child is a responsibility like no other. Preparing a child for the real world. Modeling and instilling values. Modeling how to handle challenges. Modeling how to handle stress. Doing what you need to put food on the table. Figuring yourself out as you manage the different relationships in your life. The list really does go on and on and on. No matter what kind of parent, no matter who did the parenting, no matter what the circumstances were, the effect is here. The effect is real. And some of it's really painful. It's time to do some reparenting to myself. It's time to make the time to explain to myself every area that was normal and accepted growing up that is not okay now. To name the patterns that were ingrained in the family system that I don't want to continue as an adult. cannot go back and change how I was raised, but I know so much of it shaped who I am today. So how do I make peace with it? How do I move forward so that all of that stuff moves into the background? It can really sting being an adult now and realizing there were things I really needed and totally didn't get. I was a child, and what I needed wasn't given to me, especially when it came to my emotional needs. Whether they thought they didn't need to or didn't know how, I wish they did. I really wish they did. I feel sad for the ways my needs didn't get met. There is no sugarcoating. It's a difficult road to accept the things they didn't do that I wish they did. It's difficult terrain to come to that point. Sometimes my head knows they were doing their best with what they knew and who they were back then, but my heart's having a hard time catching up. Sometimes it's hard to get up to speed that they had their own issues. They had stuff from their childhood that formed them, that shaped them, that they didn't put much time or energy into trying to deal with them or heal from them. And so now I'm an adult. I name my age. And I hold my own space as I feel the pain, the loss, and the sadness of what wasn't in my childhood. And part of making peace is I choose to give myself now what I didn't get back then. I choose people in my life who support me on the path of making peace with how I was raised. I choose to embrace that this is an emotional journey, sprinkled with all kinds of emotions. I choose the work of recognizing the pain, acknowledging the hurt, facing my fears of recreating the past, and I'm up to the challenge because I know anything that reminds me of or mirrors the past, I can interact with it now on my own two feet, as an adult, as a person who's reparented myself. And I honor anything that represents my childhood with a clear and distinct focus on the good. A good gesture, a good decision, a good moment. I picture it every time I feel the struggle and tension of making peace with how I was raised. I now choose the work of forgiveness. I start now on the work of healing. I do what it takes to break the cycle. I am worth it. My life is worth it. My future is worth it. all the tools and skills I now need to learn for intimacy, communication, and support. I'm in. All the vulnerability and courage involved with undoing old patterns and creating new ones, I'm in. All the shifts and breakthroughs needed to acknowledge the bad but stand with the good, I'm in. I am fostering peace inside my heart. I am cultivating peace inside my mind. I am making peace inside myself. Peace, the genuine kind, the liberating kind, the unmistakable kind of peace. I am making peace with everything that happened and everything that didn't happen when I was growing up. I am making peace with how I was raised. It's me and peace now. I put the rest to rest. It's now me with peace. It's now me with peace. That is my gift for you today. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog. That I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this, it makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is available in the Affirmation Pod app. It's free on the Apple, Amazon, and Google Play app stores. You'll find it in the Relationships category. If you're interested in having the episode without the ads, without the announcements, you can sign up to access that by going to affirmationpodpremium.com. That's where you can sign up to be a premium access member. It also gives you access to bonus episodes that you won't hear on this playlist. Again, you can sign up for premium access by going to affirmationpodpremium.com. And now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.